Shalom, shalom, people of God. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon. I am in the studio by the grace of God, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. My brother, my sister, be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our God is good all the time. Our God is good. Yes, today it is another day the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth has made for us. Yes, people of God, enter the house of a prayer by faith. Enter the house of a prayer by faith.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Waxon, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuak. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.
Hallelujah. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Healing Sermon and the Prayer House. Why healing sermons? Why healing sermons? The Word of God is telling us that the Lord, Jehovah, heard the cry of the children of Israel, and He sent the Word to heal them. It means that the people of God, the Word of God is Jesus Christ Himself. When you listen to the Word of God by faith, you receive a healing, you receive a breakthrough, you receive a peace, you receive a deliverance. Yes, my brother, my sister, be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our God is good. All the time, our God is good. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He loves you. He loves you, my brother. He loves you, my sister. Yes, be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He is the God of peace. Remember, Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Should you need peace, you need to come to my Jesus. You need to come to my Jesus. Be connected, my brother, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. I am preparing the heart of someone to connect to the Spirit of God. I am preparing the heart of someone to connect to the Spirit of God. Yes, the Bible is saying, you and I, we worship the Lord Jesus Christ in the spirit and the truth. Why? Because Jesus Christ, our God, is a spirit. God is a spirit, and those who worship Him should worship Him in the spirit and in truth. That is why you and I, we enter the house of prayer. Begin to enter the house of prayer. Welcome, Nana. Yo, enter the house of prayer. Today it is my day. It is your day. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. People of God, the title of the dedicate of today is The Blessing That Money Cannot Buy. This is part 2. We have started with part 1 yesterday, and today, by the grace of God, we are going to finish part 2, if God permits. Yes, where you are, may you take your Bible, Psalm 49, We are going to meditate on Psalm 49. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Psalm 49. In the meantime, you need to understand, what are those blessings that your money can't buy? Begin to meditate, begin to list them. What are those blessings that your money can't buy? You have been spending a lot of money to get something, you did not get it. As you show the spirit of humility to Jehovah, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is giving you what your money could not buy. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, welcome Universal Prophet Property Listing. Today, you list out everything that your money could not buy. Begin to list them, begin to list them, begin to list what your money could not buy. What your money could not buy. I'm telling you, my brother, my sister, that there are blessings that your money can't buy. Only God can give it to you through divine visitation. And we have spoken yesterday, what is divine visitation? And what are those blessings that your money can't buy? That is the point. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, be connected. As we present this advent, please meditate on Psalm 49. Yes.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Daniel Waxon, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.
Yes, be connected, my brother, my sister. We are meditating on Psalm 49. Remember, the title of the sermon of today is Blessings That Money Cannot Buy. Where you are, please open your Bible, begin to meditate on Psalm 49, and list out all those things that your money could not buy. As you list them out, the Lord Jesus Christ will understand the level of humility, and he will begin to give you what you desire that your money could not buy, your relationship could not buy, only him. I put you in front of my life. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I make room for 2 people. You and I, Jesus Christ. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You are all that matters. Worship the Lord. Help me worship the Lord. You are all that matters. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You are all that matters. Jesus Christ of Nazareth matters in your life. You can see, my brother, my sister, you have a relationship. You have partners, you have brothers, you have sisters, you have a wife, you have a husband, but still, what you are looking for, you can't get it. The There are things that you can't buy with your money. There are things that you can't buy with your relationship, with your partners, with your business, with your career. There are things that you can't buy, my brother, my sister. Connect in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Ghost is omnipresent. The Holy Ghost is identifying those things that you were busy looking for, that you could not get with your money, with your husband, with your friend, with your boss, with your partner. You could not get those things. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is busy identifying all those things. Yes, I pray that the Spirit of God connect to someone. My father, use the laptop, the PC, the smartphone as a point of contact, as a point of contact to bless a brother, to bless a sister. Holy Ghost, you are omnipresent. Connect to someone. There are things that my brother, my sister could not buy with his money. There are things my brother, my sister could not buy with his partners. He used his partner, but he failed. He used his money, but he failed. He used his relationship, but he failed. He used even a pastor, but he failed. Only you, O God, that can give what my brother, what my sister desires. Satisfy the desire of the heart of someone. Whoever is connected right now to this program called Dedicate right now, the Holy Ghost is entering the person. The Holy Ghost is entering the person. The Holy Ghost is entering the heart of someone. The Holy Ghost is entering the heart of someone to bring a solution. To bring a solution. The Holy Ghost is busy entering my life, my career, my ministry, my business, to give what I desire, what I could not get because of men, because of partner, because of member of the church. I could not get those things. Only God, Yeshua HaMashiach, is able to give me what the man could not give me, what a member of the church could not give me, what a partner could not give me, even my wife. The Holy Ghost is busy entering the heart of someone to begin to give peace. Peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Hope in the name of Jesus Christ. Love in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. My brother, my sister, where you are, say, my father, speak to me today. Speak to me today. As I listen to your word, give me the grace to receive what I could not get using my money. I failed. Now it is your turn. I failed. Now it is your turn. I failed. Now it is your turn. It is your turn. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Jesus Christ of Nazareth loves you. He loves you. Universal property listing. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Sister Nana, pray. My brother, my sister, using the PC, the laptop to connect to this radio, and everyone who gonna listen to this program after the publication, as you connect and you pray along with the Pastor Daniel Waxon, you receive a breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Sister Gladys, pray in the name of Jesus Christ. What your money cannot buy, there are many things that you and I, we are failing to get. But we have money, we have partners, we have a friend, we have a relationship. We could not get those things. My brother, my sister, be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Begin to meditate on Psalm 49. I am going to read Psalm 49, but we are going to read it prophetically. Prophetically, we are going to read Psalm 49. But before I read, together with you, I want to meditate on it. Read, because I'm going to read verse per verse, verse per verse, verse per verse, and I am going to comment on it by the grace of God, through the help of the Spirit of God. Be connected, my brother, my sister, and at the same time, begin to list, meditate. What are those things that you could not buy with your money? What are those things that you could not buy while using your boss? What are those things that you could not buy while using even your husband, your wife, your partner, your relationship? What are those things? Begin to list them. My father, my brother is busy listing things that he could not buy with the money that he had. They are busy listing down all those things that they could not buy using their common intelligence. My father, as a sister Jonina, sister Gladys, brother Universal Prophet Property, everyone who is connected with us, even those who are going to join us after this service, let them receive a solution from you. Let them receive a breakthrough from you, because there are many things that we are listing here that our money could not buy, our partners could not buy, only you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Psalm 49. Be connected, my brother, my sister. Psalm 49. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is busy giving to someone what you have been looking for years. You spent money, you spent a relationship, you spent a lot of sacrifices, you have made a lot of sacrifices, you have used your partners, you have used your relationship, you used your husband, you used your wife, you used even your parent to get what you have been looking for. You used even men of God. It did not work. It did not work. But today, say today, it is my day. Today, it is my day. This word is opening doors. It's opening doors. It's opening the floodgate of heaven. This word is opening the floodgate of heaven. This word is opening the floodgate of heaven to bring a breakthrough. To bring a breakthrough, divine visitation, divine visitation. As you are connected with the Pastor Daniel Waxon right now, divine visitation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, be connected in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe you have read Psalm 49. I begin to read now prophetically. Along with you, Psalm 49, be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our God is good. All the time, our God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 49, I begin to read from verse 1 to 20. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all who live in this world. This is verse 1. I told you that we're going to be reading verse per verse. That is why you need to open your Bible and to read along with the Pastor Daniel Waxon. We are going to read Psalm 49 with the eyes of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Verse 1 is saying, hear this, I am speaking to someone. The word of God is speaking to someone. Hear this, all you people, listen, all who live in this world, including you and I. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is bringing down attention to someone. Attention to someone. Esther, welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. Attention to someone. Psalm 49, verse 2. We continue. Both low and high, rich and poor alike. What is the meaning here? We are in verse 2. The Bible is saying that this message that Pastor Daniel Waxon is presenting to someone concerns everyone, both low and high, both rich and poor alike. So there is no difference. No one gonna say, this is not for me. This word is not for me. No, this is for everyone. Verse 3. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. The meditation of my heart will give you understanding. Hallelujah. Raise up your voice, my brother, my sister. We are reading Psalm 49. Now we are in verse 3. Remember, we are reading from 1 to 20. From verse 1 to 20. Now we are in verse 3. Raise up your voice and pray. My Father, by the power of your word, I pray that you give me understanding, the spirit of understanding. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Begin to pray. Give me, O Lord, the spirit of understanding. I want to understand your revelation. I want to understand your will. I want to understand the plan that you have for me, the plan that you have for your people, in the name of Jesus Christ, the plan that you have for your people, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray. My Father, I pray that you give us the spirit of understanding, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of wisdom. Receive the spirit of wisdom. Receive the spirit of understanding as you are busy praying right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Receive the spirit of wisdom. Receive the spirit of understanding. To understand the revelation of Jesus Christ. To understand the thought of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy Ghost is busy releasing the spirit of wisdom. The Holy Ghost is busy releasing the spirit of wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 4, the Bible is saying, I will turn my ear to a proverb with the harp. I will expound my rudder. Oh, may the melody of the word of God give peace to someone. May the melody of the word of God give peace to someone. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may the melody of the word of God attract divine visitation. Divine visitation. Divine visitation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Verse 5, read along with the Pastor Daniel Waxon, my brother, my sister. Why should I fear when evil days come, when wicked deceivers surround me? My brother, my sister, in verse 5, we understand here, what you can't buy with your money. You can't buy deliverance with your money. It's not possible. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you. We are here reading of Psalm 49. Now we are in verse 5. Please open your Bible. Why should I fear when evil days come, when wicked deceivers surround me? You will not buy your deliverance with your money, with your money, with your relationship. You can't buy deliverance. You can't buy deliverance. Children of Israel in Egypt, they were working and they were blessed. The Bible is saying they were blessed, but they were oppressed by the enemy of their life, Pharaoh. Do you see? But they were blessed. They could not buy deliverance. They could not buy deliverance. They were thinking that their life was normal and that it was their destiny. They were thinking that it was their destiny, but it was not their destiny. God had to send Moses the deliverer. You need the spirit of God to be delivered from the pit of hell. You need the spirit of God to be delivered from the spirit of poverty. You need the spirit of God. There are many people in this world, my brother, my sister, they have spent a lot of money to make a business stand, but they fail. The business will grow and collapse. The business will grow, will collapse. The ministry will grow and collapse. They have spent a lot of money to do advertisement. It did not work. But they have spent a lot of money. They have spent a lot of money to recruit even professional. But the business could not stand. Why? Because the spirit of setback. The spirit of setback. Familiar spirit, ancestral spirit. There are people in this world, they have done a lot of things to maintain their marriages. They have failed. We are in verse 5, please. There are people in this world, they have spent a lot of money to maintain their marriages, to maintain their marriages, to maintain their husbands, to maintain their wives, but they could not stay in their marriages. Despite all the money they have spent, but the marriages could not stand. Am I speaking to someone? If I am speaking to someone, please make a sign here in this studio. If I'm speaking to you, and if you are really concerned, make a sign here in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes. Yes. You can't buy deliverance. You need the Spirit of God to be delivered. You need the Spirit of God, my brother, my sister, to be delivered. Verse 6, the Bible is saying, those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches. That is very serious. There are people in this world, they have money and they boast. They boast. They boast with their money. But remember, my brother, my sister, there are things that you can't buy with your money. You can't buy the bread of life. You can't buy true love. You can't buy true love. Am I speaking to someone? You can't buy true love with your money. It's not possible. You can't buy honor with your money. Because there are people, they have a lot of money, but they have destroyed their honor because of their character. No matter the amount, the level of the amount you have, the honor, when it is lost, it is lost. You can't buy long life. You can't buy long life because God, the Bible is saying, is the one who is the master of time and circumstances in your life. My brother, my sister, we are still in verse 6. We are talking about those who are boasting because of money. Those are boasting because of money. And they understand this very well, my brother, my sister. You can't buy experiences, because experiences, you acquire it since you were born and growing up. It took years. Then someone has money, he doesn't have experiences. He will come and tell you, this is the money. Please give me the experience that you have. Share the experience that you have. It will not be possible. You need time and enough time to have the experience of your brother. You can't buy experience just like that. You close your eyes, you give money, and then you have experience in your brain. It is not possible. You can't buy experience. It needs a sacrifice and the grace of God, because the Bible is saying in the book of Exodus, God is the one who is making talented people. Skill, talent comes from God. My brother, my sister, I believe you are understanding. I am speaking to those who are boasting with money. You can't buy eternal life. You can't buy eternal life. It's not possible. For you to receive eternal life, you need the Holy Ghost. You can't corrupt God. You can't buy the Holy Ghost. You can't buy the passport of heaven. The passport of heaven, it is the Holy Ghost. My brother, my sister, do you think with your money you can buy wisdom? You can't buy wisdom. It is not possible. Another thing you need to understand, with your money, you can't buy real friends. True love is not possible. Many people, they will come behind you. because you have money. By the day you do not have money, you're going to see those people going to run away from you, meaning that you could not get true friends. You understand in the Bible, the relationship between David, King David, and Jonathan, it was a real friendship from above. Raise up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. My Father, bring closer to me my Jonathan, as you gave Jonathan to King David. Bring closer to me a best friend, true love, as you brought Jonathan to King David. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. My brother, my sister, with your money, you can't buy a good wife. You can't buy a good wife. I am telling the truth. This is the word of God. With your money, you can't buy a good wife. The Bible is saying in the book of Proverbs, inheritance may come from the father, but a good wife only comes from God. Hallelujah! My brother, my sister, understand this very well. Do you think that with your money, you can buy truth? You can't buy truth. You need the gift of God. You need God to touch someone to tell you the truth. You need God to touch someone to tell you the truth. Yes. Do you think with your money, you can buy peace of mind? We are reading Psalm 49, now verse 7, that is where you are. Do you think with your money, you can buy peace of mind? Are you sure? Do you think with your money, you can buy compassion, to have compassion? Only God can give those things to you. My brother, my sister, receive this word of God and to understand that Jesus Christ of Nazareth loves you. He loves you and he wants you to rely totally on him. Only him can give you what you can't buy with your money. Verse 8, the Bible is saying, the ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough. Do you think with the money you can buy a human being? No. You can't buy a human being. You can't buy man because it is too expensive. Man is so expensive. You can't buy man. It's not possible. It's not possible, my brother, my sister. You can't buy. You can't buy. Unless you enter into the life of corruption. But truly speaking, there is no amount of money that can be compared to the value of a man. Verse 9, the Bible is saying, so that they should live on forever and not see decay. How much can you spend for you to live long and forever? How much can you spend, my brother, my sister, for you to live long and forever? How much is not possible? Verse 10, for all can see that the wise die, that the foolish and the senseless also perish, leaving the wealth to others. You have a lot of money. At the end of the day, you still die. We still die and we leave all the money. Verse 11, their tombs will remain their houses forever, their dwelling for endless. My brother, my sister, we are here in the verse 11. Are you sure with your money you can buy life? You can't buy life. You can't buy the breath of life. Verse 12, people disperse their wealth, don't endure. They are like the beast that perish. With your money, you can't buy long life. With your money, you can't buy eternal life. With your money, you can't buy deliverance. You can't buy peace of mind. You can't buy a sweet sleep. It's not possible. Verse 13, this is the fate of those who trust in themselves. Raise up your voice, my brother, my sister. My father, help me, O Lord, not to continue trusting on myself. Forgive me, Jehovah, because I've been trusting on myself. Today I have understood that I can't make long life, eternal life without you. Come closer to me, Jehovah. Come closer to me, Jehovah. Come closer to me, Jehovah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Verse 14, the Bible is saying, they are like sheep and are destined to die. Death will be the shepherd, and right will prevail over them. In the morning, their forms will decay in the grave. Far from the princely mansions. The Lord Jesus Christ, through this word, is speaking to whoever is relying on himself because of the richness of this world, because of the riches of this world. My brother, my sister, raise up your voice and pray. My Father, by your grace, grant me eternal life. Grant me eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant me eternal life. Baptize me by your spirit. Baptize me by your spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. Verse 16, before we end. Don't be overawed when others grow rich, when the splendor of their houses increases. Verse 16. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister. You have been complaining. My Father, forgive me. Forgive me, O Lord, because I've been asking this question. Why the rich, why the wicked, they are prosperous, and then me, I am not prosperous. Forgive me, Jehovah, because I've been complaining. Help me, O Lord, not to have the spirit of envy, the spirit of envy. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, begin to cast out the spirit of envy. Cast out the spirit of envy. Begin to cast out the spirit of envy. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you spirit of envy, I cast you out. I cast you out by the power of the word of God. You spirit of envy, I cast you out by the power of the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Verse 17, the Bible is saying, for they will take nothing with them when they die. That we read it already. Verse 18. So while they live, they count themselves blessed. And the people praise you when you prosper. Do you see? The blessing, the real one, comes from God. And it brings no sorrow. Verse 19, they will join those who have gone before them, who will never again see the light of life. My Father, I pray for my brother, I pray for my sister, including myself. You said that your word brings eternal life. Let my brother and sister be baptized by the power of your spirit. We need a new birth, O Lord. New birth, O Lord. New birth, O Lord. Baptize someone. Baptize my brother, my sister, by your spirit. Baptize my brother, my sister, by your spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. New birth. New birth gives eternal life. New birth gives eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Verse 20, my brother, my sister, before we end here, is people who have wealth but lack understanding are like the beast that perish. I pray the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth to give you wisdom and knowledge in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Father, may this word enter the heart of someone and to destroy the spirit of pride, give to someone the spirit of humility. even to the rich people, let them be humble. Acknowledge that only you gives eternal life. Let them understand as they listen to this word that they will never buy eternal life. They will never buy peace of mind. They will never buy true love. They will never buy deliverance from the devil. They will never buy the Holy Ghost. They will never buy the Holy Ghost. They will never buy the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for what you have done today. I bless my brother, I bless my sister, and everyone who's listening to this program, and everyone who's going to listen to this program after the publication. Oh Lord, as they write down all those things that their money can't buy, let them receive it from heaven. Let them receive it from heaven. Divine visitation, divine visitation, divine visitation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, my sister. We have just finished. Allow me now to enter back again in this studio for the program in French, for the dedicate in French. We're going to meet again tomorrow from 1 p.m. South Africa time to continue our program for the grace of God, by the grace of God. Remember to download the message of today, and this is part two. Yesterday we saw part one. Please go on the website www.themosthighgod.org to download the sermon of yesterday and download it, listen to it, and share it to others. Then listen to the one of today. Okay, part one was yesterday, and part two it is today, for you to understand what is divine visitation. What is divine visitation? It is very important to understand all this. Okay, what are those blessings that money can't buy? Please download the sermon of yesterday. Okay, yes, download the sermon of yesterday. It is written, the blessings that money cannot buy, part one. And today is the blessing of money cannot buy, part two. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you. Thank you. I receive your blessing. I receive your blessing. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ loves you, my brother, my sister. Remember, you and I, you have to be humble to the Lord. No matter the money, the amount of money we have, you have to be humble, because your money will never buy those things that your money can't buy. Hallelujah! And you have understood many of those things that your money can't buy. Your partner can't buy. Your wife, your husband can't buy. Your boss can't buy. Your father can't buy. You can't buy even a good wife with your money. It's not possible, because the Bible is saying a good wife comes from God. Inheritance may come from your father, but a good wife comes from God. There are many people that have spent a lot of money to maintain their marriages. The marriages collapse. There are many people that spend a lot of money to maintain businesses. The business collapse. You need God for what you are doing to be maintained. And what you are maintaining must glorify Jesus Christ. If what you are maintaining does not glorify Jesus Christ, it will never last. That it is. Remember, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the giver of a possession. Your body is a possession, because the real you is a spirit inside your body. Okay? The real you is your spirit inside your body. The real you is not your body. The real you is your spirit. You are a spirit. The Bible is saying man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in the body. Your body is a possession from the Lord. Everything that you have as a child of God is a possession from the Lord. Isaac in the Bible was a possession from the Lord to Abraham. But Abraham did not put his trust on Isaac. That is why he accepted to sacrifice Isaac. You and I, we have cars. We put our trust in the cars. We have business. We put our trust in the business. And we run away from God. We run away from the word of God. We run away from the church. That is wrong. I believe you have understood, my brother, my sister. No matter how rich you are, but if you are not healthy, how will you enjoy with your riches? No matter how rich you are, but if you are possessed by the devil's demonic spirit, how will you be happy? Every night you don't sleep well, you have nightmare. How will you enjoy your life? You can't buy deliverance. You can't buy true love. You can't buy true friendship. You can't buy health. You can't buy the breath of life. You can't buy the gift of God. You can't buy the Holy Ghost. My brother, am I speaking to someone? Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. We meet again tomorrow from 1 p.m. South Africa time. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, my sister. Welcome, Sister Paleho. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Shalom. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.